And welcome back to Purple Passion. Brent, Kyle, Matt, and Q here with you today. And I have asked Don, our producer, maybe make the graphics a little bigger. It's very hard to see across the room, if you notice.
Squinting.
Yeah. Either that or Q's going to let me borrow his glasses.
Right? You could.
All right, our Twitter question of the day, our first one. After last week's performance, would you say Peyton Manning is the most valuable player in the AFC? Now, that's going to be a tease because we're going to do mixed bag first, and then we're going to get to our MVPs. Think about it for a couple of minutes.
Trivia
questions at you. Oh, let's see.
This one's right to Q,
right off the bat. Good. Receiver right now that leads the NFL in yards. Oh,
boy,
you have to raise your hand.
Go ahead.
Matt's raising his hand.
Reggie Wayne.
It is Reggie Wayne. 757 total.
You know why I know that? He's my fantasy football wide receiver. Yeah.
Oh, see? Fantasy football does pay off.
Calvin Johnson, that's what killed
me. All right, let's get a kicker question in here, right? Let's even things out. Who is presently leading the NFL in scoring?
Robbie Gould?
No.
Tynes.
It is? Yeah. Tynes.
Tynes. I didn't know that.
Football.
That's right.
Giants.
Tynes. I know that every year.
Let's get into some quarterback stuff here. Give you a series of questions that involve all these rookie quarterbacks, RG3, Brandon Wheaton, and Andrew Luck. Who's thrown the most touchdown passes out of those three?
Russell Wilson.
He's not on the list.
Say Wheaton.
But Russell Wilson.
Three. Has he thrown more?
He's thrown the most touchdowns.
Of those three?
Russell Wilson.
I'm getting in trouble with our producer. Who has been sacked the most? Luck, RG3, or Wheaton?
Luck.
RG3.
Lucky guess. Highest quarterback rating, RG3, Luck, or Wheaton?
RG3.
He's been very fit. He's been very good this year.
Yep.
One former Raven who is now a Cleveland Brown.
One former Raven.
One guy went from being a Brown to a Raven. That guy.
Yeah, me. But
this guy.
Currently on the roster.
Yeah.
Was it when? What now?
I say offensive line. Offensive line.
I'm stumped. Stumped the cue.
Did he play here?
Our cousin, O'Neal. O'Neal Cousins.
Get out. O'Neal Cousins.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, one more. How many forced fumbles does Terrell Suggs have against the Browns? Of course, Suggs is back. We expect him to do big things as
four. No, I thought it was four.
Even more than that. Seven.
He had nine forced fumbles all last year. He led the NFL in forced fumbles last year. I do know that statistic.
But he has had some great days. He's had some great days against Pittsburgh and against Cleveland.
That's good.
Division rivals. All right, as we mentioned, the Twitter question about the MVP, Peyton Manning, has he been the MVP in the AFC? Let's just go around the table. What do you think, Peyton Manning so far this year?
I think he's done a great job. I do think that, though, he's tried to do too much in certain times of the game year. I remember the Monday Night Football game. I can't remember who they were playing.
Falcons.
He did too much against a very good team. You can't do that, and he'll get exposed. Yeah, he's learned a lot now. But, you know, are we going over our picks right now for the MVP?
Yeah, we're
going
to pull them up here, both AFC and NFC. Kyle's a big fan of the Mannings.
I'm keeping it all in the family. You know,
apparently Archie's making a comeback.
Watts is my guy. I mean, what he does and what he's done without three other guys on the roster really impresses me.
I'll say this: Eli Manning. Why that over Matt Ryan? Is, you know, look, Matt Ryan has a lot of good talent to throw to. Eli is making so many other guys so much better. I mean, I think he's tremendous. Some of his comebacks.
I hear you, but we're also talking about a guy who's undefeated. He's playing well at home as well as on the road.
Right.
Yeah, of
Julio
course you
Jones.
Got. Yeah, you that also have Martellus Bennett. You also have Victor Cruz. You have some really strong performers out there. You got Hakeem Nix. Oh, you got a strong running game.
They know how to win as a group.
They're undefeated. I like Matt Ryan.
He has brought them back though.
Okay, Matty.
Disagreement on that side of the table. On this side of the table, we agree with J.J. Watt in the AFC. Now. The defensive player hasn't won the MVP since 1986, and that was LT. Lawrence Taylor.
Who am I playing with?
He has.
That's right. Can a defensive player win most valuable player?
I do think so. If you recall our guy Ray Lewis, I do think that he had a tremendous effect on the team and on the game itself and how we got to the Super Bowl. Can the Texans get there? They were a strong pick of mine going into the season, and I knew it had to come down to their defense to get it done.
Well, without Brian Cushing in the game any longer, and if J.J. Watt can continue to make those impact-type plays as far as batting the ball down, getting sacks and all that, absolutely he's going to be in the conversation because they're going to look at him saying that it wasn't with a lot of guys around him, but it was him, in fact, making this team a lot better as far as defensively.
What about not just Cushing out for the season, but losing Mario Williams and losing Ryans? I mean, they lost a lot on that defense, and he hasn't slowed down at all.
The reason why they allowed Mario Williams to go was because of J.J. Watt. Right. And you can even see Connor Barwin stepping up his play because of J.J. Watt. That's where you look at from an MVP standpoint. But let me throw a little nugget Peyton Manning's way. You talk about just him as far as doing too much. Well, how about him in the fourth quarter having a second highest quarterback rating, but zero interceptions in the fourth quarter and leads seven TDs in the fourth quarter? You're talking about a guy who understands what it is to be clutch. That's why he's my
guy. Yeah, one guy that keeps really that whole group together as well is a guy that we all played with, Brandon Stokely, in his 14th year. You gotta love it, man.
Brandon.
Gotta love it in the slot.
He's gonna win the Matt Stover Award this year for longest in the league. I like that. All right, we're gonna take a break now. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about the Ravens and Browns matchup in Cleveland on Sunday. Stick around, Purple Passion rolls out.